What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
NFL news. Shedeur Sanders is going to start the Browns preseason game this weekend against the Panthers. Kenny Pickett's hurt. And they're not going to play Flacco. It looks like Flacco, more likely than not, will be the starting quarterback when the season starts for Cleveland. Jordan Addison in Minnesota suspended 3 games to start the year. This in response to the 2024 DUI that he had. Keenan Allen reunites with the Chargers. I hope they still have number 13. For Keenan Allen, because he, in number 13, whether it was with Herbert or with Rivers, he just looked the part. That's the right uniform for him. What was the other? How about this? No more smelling salts. No more, ammonia. You can't sniff from that. I think you've had it in your updates this morning. The NFL is essentially prohibiting from teams providing ammonia inhalants to players on game days. I mean, how many times do you look down and national anthem's going on and somebody's taking a hit from that? But apparently it masks concussion symptoms, which is why they don't want that happening. And I think, I heard in one of your updates, George Kittle is very upset about it in particular. Mm-hmm. And then Jerry Jones was asked about Micah Parsons, and he said, are you...
I have this if you want to hear it.
Yeah, play what Jerry said when he was asked about whether or not he'll have Parsons for the opener against Philadelphia.
All right, let's hear Jerry.
When does it become urgent? I mean, clearly you want him on the field for, against Philadelphia. When does it become urgent that we need to get something resolved one way or another that he's on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, your definition of urgent is not necessarily, I don't believe you gave a definition of urgent. Okay.
And so, when does it get urgent?
So I stay urgent.
Okay. Okay. Any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not. A big part of that is his decision. How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
That's actually, I had not heard that line. I stay urgent, Jerry Jones. He said, though, that he's not, absolutely not, when he was asked if he's confident Parsons will play in that, Thursday night NFL kickoff game in Philadelphia between the Cowboys and the Skins. And then there was another quote that he had at one point during that. He said, look, what it is what it is. It was kind of a head shaker, like, okay, but how about changing the what it is? The Cowboys have not come out on the better end of the, waiting it out situations. That's for sure. Look, I think Dak and CeeDee Lamb are, players that they had to sign. Micah Parsons is an absolute have to sign. Unless there's something there that we're missing, with Micah Parsons. And I've always wondered whether or not there is something there with respect to this player that we're missing in terms of the intangible side. But there would be a line out the door if he became available. And by the way, that's not a third rounder for Terry McLaurin or a fourth rounder. That's two firsts. That's where you start with Parsons. And no, they're not trading him to Washington. They're not trading him, period. But they would have plenty of opportunities to keep him out of the division. All right, 301-230-0980. Phone lines are packed for where are you now? You know, we are 2 weeks removed from asking this same question. Whose side are you on, Team Terry or Team Front Office? 2 weeks ago, it was a 50-50 on social media answer. Now it's 71-29 Team Front Office on social media. The calls have skewed, I think, a little bit more in Team Terry's direction. But where are you? I'm still Team Front Office. I'm on board with Adam Peters and Newmark and Brandon Sass and all these people. I think that they're, you know, I'm not telling you we got the best front office in the league, but, you know, and I know part of it is comparing it to what it was, but I think these guys are sharp, and I think they know the player, and I think they know what it should be. And I don't think they can, you know, they're certainly not going to succumb to fans that think he should get paid like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase. Okay, that's just stupid. That's not who Terry is. Okay, he's never been that, and he's not going to be that. These are two already, you know, elite-level receivers. Jefferson's already in his career headed towards the Hall of Fame. That's not that much of an exaggeration. I know it's been for Jefferson, he's going into his fifth year or sixth year? Fifth year, probably. He's one of the greatest route runners I think I've ever watched. And Chase, as a guy with the ball in his hands, might be as good as anybody. We have two outstanding, elite-level, Hall of Fame-caliber wide receivers in the league at the top. And then Tariq Hill is certainly going to end up in Canton one day. He's 30, and can be a bit of a problem. You've got an elite-level group that Terry's just not in. But I want him back, and I want him back on an extension. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 28 to 30, okay, I'll split the difference, $29 million a year and $60 guaranteed. Something like that. Bones has been on hold the longest. Let's go to him. Thank you, Bones. Go ahead.
Hey, Kim, shout out to my man, Matt.
Yep.
Shout out to my main man, Little, and shout out to Lap. Hey, Kevin, man, I'm going to tell you, man, straight up, man, I'm like burnt out now, right? You know, I feel as though the vibe is messed up with the team, with this Terry and management thing going on, you know. And I'm like burned out because I done played the tape back, man. You know, I done seen some dominant receivers in this league, man. We got some real dominant receivers in this league, man, that take over games, man. I'm talking about, you know, people like Justin Jefferson, you know, Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? These guys, I have seen these guys take over games, man. You know what I mean? 10, 11, 12 catches a game, stuff like that, man. You know, I mean, Terry is good, but Terry, you understand, is not one of them. He is not one of them. You know what I mean? So for him to be holding out, man, for more than what they possibly could be offering him, man, you know, that's like, you know, that's an atrocious, man. That's atrocity right there, man. You know, I'm like, come on, Terry, man. You know, I love you and all that, man, and I understand what you went through and everything. But, man, come on, man, let's be real. Let's be real. You know, I've not seen you dominate games back to back to back to back, man. You know, teams don't prepare for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, come on, man, we got a young quarterback, man. Come on, man, I need I need that vibe to be back in place, man. Yeah. Put that vibe back in place.
You know when the vibe will be back in place? Either the contract gets done or the Giants are 4 days away on opening day, and that's where our focus will be. I promise you, when we get to week one, he's going to be playing for Washington, and we're going to be dialed in on the Giants in the regular season. This happens this time of year. Thanks for the call, Bones. Look, it's not an atrocity, thankfully, but Terry is, he's an excellent route runner. He has excellent hands. He's an excellent contested catch guy. He has really good speed. And he's a really good receiver. But he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not Tariq Hill. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not Amon-Ra St. Brown, I don't think. The CeeDee Lamb thing, there's something about CeeDee Lamb that I've just never... he's great. You can force feed CeeDee Lamb. You know, you can target him 15 times a game. There's something about CeeDee Lamb that have you ever seen him look happy? And I don't know if he's conducive to winning. Malik Nabers, I mean, come on. I mean, after one season, wasn't it obvious? I mean, over 100 catches, 1,200 yards as a rookie with literally nobody throwing him the ball. Nico Collins is a star. Mike Evans still is a star. Garrett Wilson's going to be awesome. Puka Nacua, gimme him. You know, but then when you get to Higgins and Metcalf to a certain degree, and, you know, Ayuk and Devontae Smith and DJ Moore. Metcalf is a different breed physically, but Terry's ahead. Terry's somewhere in tier two. If tier two has like eight or nine guys in it, if tier two's only got two or three guys in it, he's somewhere in tier three. And probably, you know, again, he's the 10th, 11th, 12th best receiver. And on the ESPN list, where is that list that they did a couple of weeks ago? He ended up being the first in the honorable mention, did not make the top 10. So basically the 11th best receiver. Here it is. They had in front of him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chase, Jefferson, Hill, Lamb, Brown, A.J., Amon-Ra, Nabers, Collins, Evans, Garrett Wilson. And then the honorable mentions were Terry, Nacua, Metcalf, Higgins, Devontae Adams, Brian Thomas Jr. And then the also receiving votes were Devontae Smith, Ladd McConkey, Smith Najigba, Jameson Williams, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, Jalen Waddle, and Cortland Sutton. So, yeah, somewhere around in that 10 to 12, 13 range. Let's go to Billy and Chantilly. Billy, Team Terry or Team Front Office? Go ahead.
Kevin, do you have any... good morning. Position on the smelling salts for the callers. As you know,
I usually partake before my call, so just wondering if the organization, your organization, feels any differently.
Not prohibited.
Absolutely
can do. We have not even considered prohibiting smelling salts before the call is accepted. So do what you normally do, because it does provide you typically with a bolt of energy.
Yeah, and some dizziness.
It just doesn't clear your head as much as I'd like to see it.
Yeah, well, the dizziness is that's permanent. Look, Terry's underpaid, but he should be in camp. He played his best football in the playoffs, and that's what, if I'm Adam, that's what I'm thinking about. I saw a guy who was maybe not a number one all year long, but in the playoffs, he looked like a number one to me, dude. 20 catches, 302 yards, 3 touchdowns in those playoff games. He was their best receiver without a doubt.
Yep. Terry's their best receiver all year.
Number one all year. Terry's agent, obviously, over his head. The messaging on his part has just been a mess. And Adam has just bungled this. I mean, I don't know how you missed the number one receiver for a rookie quarterback who is the best rookie quarterback of the NFL and not say he's making half of what the rest of the league is making.
No, he's not.
And let's get him $15 million for a top-tier receiver.
Well,
his
cap number is 22, just so you know. And that's essentially how it played out over 3 years. It's just the cash component of it. It has about 15 plus a roster bonus of like 2-point-something, so 17 left. But in terms of what his average is, it's 20. It's 22-something, top 15 still in the league.
I respect your opinion, your point of view. I'm a big fan of the show, as you know, for a long time. If you're the GM of this team going into what you came out of with Ron, with Dan, what you've come into, the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, and his number one receiver not being signed, going into year two, you haven't sold out the whole season. You need to get the fan base rallied behind this team. This is not the end of the world. It's so stupid. It's beyond belief. It's watching like two cars from 100 miles apart speed toward each other when we're supposed to be transforming the organization, the fan base, and football team. It's not the end of the world. It's just super frustrating.
Billy,
what?
You called Jaden Daniels the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, right?
Yeah, I just did, yeah.
So why are you so dialed in on who his receivers are? I mean, Pat Mahomes made another Super Bowl last year without a receiver. Josh Allen without a receiver made the AFC Championship game. If he's better than both of those guys, why aren't you confident that, with Terry on the last year of his deal and with Noah Brown and everybody else, that the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, as you've referred to Jaden already, won't elevate everybody? I mean, hell, the guy Bill's going to rush for 1,500 yards this year with Jaden at quarterback.
He's the greatest quarterback in the history, going to be the greatest quarterback in the history.
Why are you bent out of shape out of how they're handling Terry? They know it too. They agree with you. They could put you out there, I'm sure they feel, with the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
I'm not ready to see him without Terry.
I'm not either.
I want to go to the Super Bowl. Do you?
Pat Mahomes has been to the Super Bowl. Was in the Super Bowl last year, and we got a better quarterback, according to you.
He is unbelievable, isn't he, this quarterback?
Yeah, he is. See ya. Yeah. I got to run. Dominic in Tampa. Team Terry or team front office?
Kevin, I don't know if I could top that Billy's call there. My goodness. I mean, we might as well just put him
in
his jacket
hits.
Right now.
Yeah.
My goodness. But for me, my stance has never changed. I've been always team front office on this whole situation. And because, one, and you kind of talked about it earlier, is I don't think the offense is going to be if this team does win a Super Bowl, it's not going to be because of the offense. It's going to be because of this defense. And if the defense plays, from what we've been hearing in training camp, they look really good. But, again, you have to watch the game to see it. But I'm just not I'm not giving Terry more than $30 million, number one. And two, if you can't come to an agreement, just let him play out his contract. That's where the leverage of the team goes. And, I do trust this front office. If, and I'm saying if here, Kevin, if God forbid this guy ends up leaving via free agency, I trust that this team, if we are a destination like people are calling us, every receiver is going to want to line up play with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so, they're not going to have a problem attracting, players moving forward. Look, Von Miller had some choices. It's going to be a better situation than Von Miller. I'm not saying that all of them are going to be 36-year-old veterans, but I get it. I'm with you. But look, we're getting off track here. Nobody, I don't think, believes that this team would be better off without Terry. I don't. I certainly don't. I want Terry. And there are situations in which it could become, I don't think before a regular season, game is played. But if he were to hold out a regular season game or two, imagine if they really sputtered offensively and the receiver group was uninspiring. I want him out there. I want him out there. I just don't want the team, paying for culture, paying for, locker room harmony. I think that that's BS. I think players are into their own situations. I want them being fiscally responsible, but at the same time, recognizing what Terry brings beyond what he brings on the field. But I personally, I've said this before, I think the bottom line is they're going to be a good team this coming season with him on an extension or with him playing his final year of the deal. I think they're going to be a good offensive team. As long as Five's on the field, they're in good shape. Stay on hold. We'll take a few more. You guys keep coming with some good calls. And I do want to get to something that Joe Witt Jr. said the other day that I did not have a chance to comment on yesterday. I meant to. Kind of talked about what went wrong last year. It's the first time we've heard that from him. So you'll hear that before the end of the show. We'll update you on what's going on in Foxborough as both teams right now joint practicing. If they continue, we'll probably not get Ben because he's there and he's working, but hopefully we can get him on before the end of the show. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.